Worldview Radio and WVW-TV is made possible because of listeners like you. Thank you so much for your tax-deductible contribution that you can make at WVWFoundation.com. That's WVWFoundation.com or by calling 901-825-0652. That's 901-825-0652. You can also send your tax-deductible contribution via check to WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. That's again WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. Thank you for helping make possible Worldview Radio and WVW-TV broadcasts.
Faith, spiritual values, moral issues, government, economy, education, work, responsibility. What we think about these depends on our worldview. Now, VCY America presents Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House.
All right, welcome. Glad you guys are with us. Several things to talk about today, but first I want to get right to a tweet that was put out last night or yesterday morning. I talked about it on television last night. I'm going to talk about it again. I'm going to bring it up here so I can read it and show for those watching by television, read for those listening by radio. This is from Gordon Chang. Now, many of you know who Gordon Chang is. He's an expert on China. He's a guest on my show quite often. I've interviewed him in person several times. I have great and immense respect for Gordon Chang and his lovely wife. He is a very intelligent man. He's a very scholarly man. He's a very studied man. He's not prone to hyperbole, emotionalism. So when Gordon Chang speaks, I listen. But also what Gordon Chang is saying, we know, you know, this audience knows, what Gordon Chang is saying is very consistent with what others have told us and have warned us about, whether it's the late Peter Pry, Colonel John Mills, and many others. We also know we have a four-star general warning his people we're going to war with China. They're now taking off the tail numbers of certain aircraft, which is the kind of thing you do for identification purposes to stop that. But it's the kind of thing you do when war is imminent, according to Colonel John Mills, who served on the National Security Council for two presidents in the White House. So we know that what I'm about to read to you by Gordon Chang has been backed up by years of research on this program. You guys know we've been warning about EMP for, well, since, you know, I would say 2007, 2008, we started doing programs on EMP. Here's what Gordon Chang put out yesterday morning. It's now time to prepare. A war with China will be fought on American soil. The Chinese military will take down our grid, turn off our water, and spread disease. Saboteurs will detonate bombs to terrorize. We have left ourselves vulnerable in our own homeland. I'm going to read it one more time. It's time to prepare. A war with China will be fought on American soil. The Chinese military will take down our grid, turn off our water, and spread disease. Saboteurs will detonate bombs to terrorize. We have left ourselves vulnerable in our own homeland. Now, does anyone want to call in and call that conspiracy theory? Do any of the smart pastor boys out there, any of you smart neo-Calvinist pastor boys that have been following the Gospel Coalition and the Together for the Gospel and all these other neo-Calvinist organizations that preach the doctrines of demons? Do any of you smart little pastor boys want to call in and tell me that's conspiracy theory? Of course you don't. But you're probably sitting there thinking it. But you don't have the guts to call in when I open the phone lines. How many of these guys have told us house is crazy, house is nuts, this is horrible, when we've been trying to warn about the Marxists, the Chinese Communist Party? Trying to explain to them, I'm just talking about this one segment right here. We can talk about, you know, other folks, but since we deal with Christian worldview here, I'm going to deal with these wolves first. Because we have been trying to say, look, we've been infiltrated from within, even inside the evangelical church. Social justice, dominion theology, open borders, build the physical kingdom of God on earth, which is, of course, is what one man I quote all the time from his book back many, many years ago warned about. Collectivism in the church was now being promoted under the guise of build the kingdom of God on earth. Well, don't you want to build the kingdom of God on earth? And that was how the communists had captured that phrase to infiltrate the evangelical church. Bella Dodd, the former communist in the 50s, that's what she said too. They're going to hijack, and they already are, hijacking the pretty words of the Christian faith. Look out! So our churches, largely in America, have been penetrated by a Marxist, cultural Marxist ideology. Identity politics. And so the very institution across this country that should be ready for this, should be preparing their own people for this, preparing for the widows and orphans in our churches for this, have been the very people saying that people like me and you who try to warn are crazy, conspiracy theorists, wrong, hateful, causing disunity. Well, of course, they're compromised. They're brainwashed. And so the very institution that should be standing up right now saying, we don't want this to happen, but here's what we suggest. How about we repent? How about we repent as a nation and plead for God to turn this back? How do people preach a repentance and a gospel that are preaching a false gospel? They can't do that. Our churches should be filled with masculine men that say, you know what, if this happens, we're prepared to defend our church members, our families, our community. We're ready. Because we believe in individuality. We believe in individualism. We don't think individualism is a dirty word. We don't think being a rugged individualist is a negative thing or a sign of psychological mental illness. But we do believe when we come together as strong individuals, having prepared our own homes and families and hearts first, then individually we come together collectively to defend individual rights. What's that called? That's called self-government. You don't have self-government if you don't have people that are individually responsible, which means being prepared. Irresponsible individuals make for an irresponsible collective government. Only responsible individuals who have taken care of their own hearth and home first, which is their biblical priority, he who does not provide for his family is worse than an unbeliever. Only once the individual has prepared himself and family, can he then come together with other individuals collectively for the defense of individual rights. See, we haven't taught this in many of our churches anymore. We've taught the idea of inclusiveness and collectiveness. So isn't it interesting that one of the institutions that they had to neuter and bring down to bring down America was the church? Now, I say church, I mean what we call, you know, church in America. The real church, the Bible says, the gates of hell will not prevail. The real church, real Christians in this country in America and the world, but this country, thankfully, has many, many real Christians. Not like it once did, but there are still many real Christians that are members of the church, the Bride of Christ. So first I want to say we're in this mess because we allowed the communists, the cultural Marxists, to take down our various individual institutions, which is what I've been warning about, since November 1997 when I held our Worldview Weekend in Minneapolis and specifically had a whole presentation on cultural Marxism and the Frankfurt School. The attacking of the American male, a patriarchal society. Then they had to take down Christianity because that was declared the source of all suffering and oppression. So you see how we're at where we're at today? So when you and I share this kind of information, as just came from Gordon Chang, most people can't handle it, as I said yesterday. I had someone tell me, but you cannot prepare for a year supply of food. You can't do it. I'm like, you clearly have not spent even 2 hours thinking about this or researching it. Because it is so easy. If you have the financial wherewithal, it is very easy to store away a year of food. In fact, I have over 2 years. I started with 6 months in 2013. I've added to it. And many of you have a year to 2 year supply because you ordered it through us and we've shipped it to you. But I had someone tell me today who has the financial wherewithal to actually afford it, say it's physically impossible to put away that much food. This person is not a liberal. This person is committed to the free market and ideas and principles. They have never thought about this. And their initial reaction was, it's hopeless. You can't prepare. It's a defeatist attitude. That's what they want us to believe. That's what they want us to believe. One of the things that he's talking about, Gordon Chang, in this here is spreading disease. We know, as I said last night, from the document 1999, Unrestricted Warfare, written by two Chinese communist colonels, the new way of warfare is what he's describing here. He's describing the new way of warfare, taking down the grid, turning off the water, spreading disease. That's everything they're discussing in the Unrestricted Warfare Manual of 1999 when they come take down America. Bioweapons, spreading disease, hitting our critical infrastructure. Now, he goes on to say, saboteurs will detonate bombs to terrorize. Well, that's interesting because that brings me over to this document right here. You know what's really interesting? I had to go and dig through some boxes to go find my Unrestricted Warfare document yesterday afternoon. I went and had to go dig through some boxes to find the unrestricted document, unrestricted warfare document, to put on my news desk here. And I then, while I was there, pulled out this document, which we've showed and talked about a lot, Prairie Fire, the manifesto written by the Weather Underground, which are the people that have taken over our government, 1974, July 1974, the political of revolutionary anti-imperialism, Prairie Fire. This is the, write their own words, political statement of the Weather Underground, 1974. I pulled this out of the box while I was going through the box of stuff. I was looking for unrestricted warfare. I saw this. I'll grab that one too. Now, that's interesting because I brought it to the news desk last night, set it off to the side. I made reference to unrestricted warfare. I didn't make reference to Prairie Fire. But then during the show, I get a text. I get a text from Jill, my editor, with a screenshot of what Gordon Chang has said. Ironically, somebody right below it, she sent me the screenshot of it. Someone right below it said, Worldview Report has been on this for a decade. Back when people said House was a conspiracy theorist. They're not saying that anymore. Well, that was nice, and I appreciate the person saying that. But I didn't know Gordon Chang had put this out. So when Jill sent this to me last night while I'm on the air, I stopped everything I was doing, and we went right into this. Interesting, I had just put unrestricted warfare on my desk. Well, today I'm able to reach for Prairie Fire because this is all connected to his tweet. Because when he says saboteurs will detonate bombs to terrorize, that is Prairie Fire, written in 1974. And who is Prairie Fire partnering with in this book? Who are they praising in this book? Are you listening? Mao. They're praising Chairman Mao. They're praising the CCP. They're praising the PLO, the Palestinian Liberation Organization. They're praising the Red-Green Axis. Who do you think is going to be here helping the Chai Coms I'll tell you more on the other side. If you want to get freeze-dried food, right now is the time to get it because we're not charging any freight. For some of you, that will save hundreds and hundreds of dollars that would have gone toward the cost of freight. So don't delay right now. If you're looking to get freeze-dried food, now's when you should do it. WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com, or calling 901-468-9357, 901-468-9357. With all that's going on in the world, do you have enough food on hand, or do you need to add to your existing supplies? If so, consider purchasing freeze-dried food from us. You not only get a great deal, and now you're getting free freight, but you're also supporting WVW Broadcast Network and all that we're doing. It's a big part of our general operating budget. So we're offering you a service, and it's also a big part of our general operating budget to keep pushing out free programs to you. So everybody wins. WVWTVstore.com to check out 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, a year, 2 years, 3 years, whatever you need in regards to freeze-dried food. I have a 2-year supply of food for my family because I believe we're on the edge of something horrible in America and around the globe that's being manufactured on purpose. The collapse of our food supply, the collapse of our just-in-time inventory, the collapsing of our bank system, so much is now being manufactured. We also, of course, are looking at what Russia is doing, China is doing. Folks, it's obvious they're preparing for war. In fact, recently a 4-star general said to his men under his command in a letter that was leaked to the media, he told them prepare for war with China. It's going to happen by at least 2025. Then you have the cyber hacking, the new way of warfare, EMP, and so much more. Again, why would you not want to have enough food and water on hand? If you're interested in emergency freeze-dried food and emergency supplies, check out WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com. You can also call 901-468-9357, 901-468-9357. Take advantage of our free freight at WVWTVstore.com. Thank you. All right, welcome back. Glad you're with us. Worldview Radio, our website, worldviewradio.com. Prairie Fire, The Politics of Revolutionary Anti-Imperialism, written and released, I don't know, maybe they wrote it for a year, but it was released in July of 1974. And it's more relevant today than it was when it was written in 1974. Because these people have now made it into government. Bill Ayers, Bernadine Dorn, was it Mark Rudd who discipled the founders of Black Lives Matter? Patricia Kaluers, who says we're trained Marxists? 2020, folks, you got a small taste. Most Americans have no idea that 2020, in some ways, was a dress rehearsal. Because in 2020, when you saw all the burning and looting and rioting and attacking the police, destroying our police departments, that was Maoist front groups, Chinese Maoist front groups. My friend Colonel John Mills has done some research and says he believes China put $100 million into those protests that year. $100 million. Now, I want you to understand and look at this as a communist for a minute. Think about this as if you were the CCP. If you were the red-green axis, the red being the Marxist, the green being the Islamist, what would you do? Well, one of the things you would do is you would get the churches to stop teaching a biblical gospel, right? You would get the churches of America afraid to say, Jesus is the only way. I'm the only way, the truth, and the life. No one comes unto the Father except through me. You would get them to not teach an exclusivity, the exclusivity of Christ, but inclusive. Not exclusive, but inclusive. You would get them to believe that talking about the issues of the day was political, and that's not the place for the church to be. So that you had a congregation full of people that did not understand the times, could not apply a biblical worldview to the issues of law, science, economics, history, family, social issues, education, or religion. You would convince them that it was tolerant and acceptable for there to be ecumenicalism. You would convince them that interfaith dialogue is a good idea, that maybe indeed we do worship the same God, Christians and Muslims. And you would get some of the biggest leaders to sign on to a Yale document that says that, i.e. Rick Warren and others. This is what you would do if you were the red-green axis. you would convert as many of these so-called Christians and Americans to Islam, or at least convert them to the idea that it's a religion of peace, and that the haters like Brennan House, Annie Cyrus, Usama Dakdok, and others should actually be prosecuted for what they say, which they're working on, by the way, and they're working on right now in Washington State. Piece of legislation I just ran across today. If you were the CCP, you would be sure that you infiltrated the schools of America by paying off the schools of America through what's known as the Confucius Institutes, dealt with it in my documentary in 2019. You would pay the so-called cash-strapped school districts $250,000 or more to allow a CCP Chinese Communist Party member come to America, literally trained in this program by the communists, and allow them to teach in your school through the Confucius Institute, which you would pay starting at least $250,000 and then more to be added to it, to teach the Confucius Institute that China is the friend of America. So everybody warning about China in the conservative blogosphere and podcast and TV or radio is really just a hater, a racist. Joseph McCarthy, McCarthyism, although McCarthy was right. More right than he knew, because he didn't know about the Venona Project that was running. That came out years later. He didn't even know that was running, proving everything he was saying to be true, that the communists had penetrated all the way to the White House, the State Department, the Treasury Department, every major agency. You then would agitate so that you have Americans fighting with each other over race, over economics, but largely over race and religion. You would deem the haters are the conservatives and the Christians. The founding documents were written by a bunch of racists. And then you would say that the police departments are a creation of the racists, and that the police are racist. And you would make sure you took advantage of any civil situation you could and made sure it was the right one to exploit George Floyd, whatever you can find. You would then make sure you painted a president, Donald Trump, as the devil incarnate, and turned and started dividing people over that. And the CCP, says Colonel Mills, probably put about $100 million into that. And you would embolden them to burn and loot and riot. You wouldn't go after them, the Antifa, Black Lives Matter folks that are all on camera. No, you would say, we hear you, and we understand your frustration, i.e. the governor of Minnesota, Walz. We understand your frustration. We do. You're justified in feeling this way. You would so turn all of this onto the police and marginalize and characterize and demonize and allow the police to be terrorized by literally taking over their police departments and burning them to the ground, where they are forced to walk onto the street, as they did in Minneapolis, and be attacked, rocks thrown at them, and to be harmed as they literally walk from their precinct to get out of there into their cars and things, as the reporter up in Minnesota told us about, whose husband was the president of the police union there in Minneapolis. And they allowed the police to walk on the street, forced them to walk on the street to flee this precinct they were going to give over as reward. Who's the they? The Prairie Fire, Weather Underground style, Bill Ayers style, Antifa style, Black Lives Matter style sympathizers who made it into political office. The community organizers who made it into government, who no longer were on the street agitating, but were now in office agitating. So you have the pressure from above and the pressure from below, the communist tactic we've talked about for so many years. And you would so demoralize the police that they would quit, because it just isn't worth it. I do my job, which I'm not very well paid for. I do my job, and I could go to jail for doing my job, as many have, and some are sitting in prison today, for defending their lives and that of their partners as they were trained to do, and yet they're in jail. And I'm talking specifically about a man that sits in prison today. I've interviewed his wife, who is also a police officer, who had to sadly kill a man when he turned his weapon toward him and his colleagues when he was warned over and over, drop the weapon, don't turn that toward us, drop the weapon. And the man turned it toward him. The gentleman followed his training, the training that's still given to this day to do what he did, but it was political, so they threw him in jail, in prison, where he sits today. And police officers will see all this and quit in droves. And you'll have half the police you need. And the police that you do have, you start scraping from the bottom of the barrel and hiring people with criminal backgrounds that are not qualified for the jobs they have. Then you end up with five black officers beating to death a black man, as happened in Memphis earlier this year, because we're hiring people that were never qualified. Because we'll take anything now. And because we want people that aren't qualified so that they will do dumb stuff, so we can use that to further justify how horrible and awful the police are, so that the American cities have no rule of law. This is the ideology you would pump into the media, to the education, to the culture, to the brains of the people through diversity, so-called diversity training, so that they reach into the highest levels of your police departments. And you advance them not because they're qualified, patriotic, God-fearing, strong leaders, but because of the color of their skin, maybe even their sexuality. So you make sure to put the least qualified people in place so the system's destroyed. This is what you would do if you were the CCP or their advocates or their brother in arms. This is what you would do if you were part of the Red-Green Axis. I mean, we could keep going and talk about starting early about taking over education and media, which started thanks to the Frankfurt School when they got here about 1933, which is how we've gotten where we are today, that allows these things to happen. And most people won't say anything because to say anything is hateful. It's intolerant. It's bigoted. So you think it, but you don't say it. Unless you're Brandon House or a few others that have a platform to say it and have the guts to say it. So we are ripe for the picking. Isn't that what Khrushchev said? America will fall over into our hands like overripe fruit. Now we've been infiltrated from within. They've put the CCP puppets into power. They've taken over the FBI. They've taken over the CIA. They've taken over the White House. Kevin Freeman was on here the other day, talked about the fact that he had given a speech about the CCP. A lady comes up to him at the end, hands him her card. She's with the People's Liberation Army. That's China. He says, did I say anything wrong? She says, nope, you sure didn't. Isn't that interesting that she was there in the audience? Colonel Mills said the other night, they know, the CCP knows everything you and I have been saying. It's all cataloged. It's all transcribed. They know everything we've been saying. And now they're coming, according to Gordon Chang. And who is allowing this to happen? The Weather Underground folks who are now in power. Barack Obama, who started his political career in the living room of Bill Ayers. And Prairie Fire, written in 1974 by the Weather Underground folks, the Prairie Fire document, talks all about Chairman Mao and how great it is and how we need to be like China, how we need to become China. And it talks about, as I said, the Palestinian Liberation Organization, the Red-Green Axis. And it talks about destroying the free market system with all kinds of pejoratives. And these people have now reached into government. And here's one of them right here. I played this last night. I've played it before. I'll play it again. Because this woman, Anita Dunn, is a top advisor to Joe Biden. What does she say about the CCP? What does she say about the Little Red Book and Chairman Mao? Listen.
And then the third lesson and tip actually come from two of my favorite political philosophers. Mao Zedong, and Mother Teresa.
Well, there you go, Mao Zedong, who starved out his own people in atrocities like you wouldn't believe. This woman's in the White House as a top advisor to the president, so-called president, of the United States. The FBI, of course, is running around setting up conservatives and Christians, demonizing them and saying they're the terrorists at a time where, again, we're being told by experts China is coming to fight the war here. Wouldn't this be a time when you want all the Americans you could armed and ready to go? Because guess what's happening to our military? Here we go, our military. Air Force expects to miss every recruiting goal this year. Double-digit miss could set back force. Well, isn't that interesting? Well, why are young people not going into the Air Force or the military? Well, why would you? What? And by the way, where does the military largely come from? Largely comes from the Bible Belt, from the South, which tend to be people that are at least adherents to or believe in to a degree the Christian philosophy and ideas and are patriotic. Well, what have they been told? Those are the bad people. So why would they go join the military that condemns them? Hello, I'm Brandon House. Are you concerned about the current financial state of not only America, but the world? Are you concerned about, well, the enslavement that can come to you through a digital currency where they can track every movement, every transaction, or turn you off? How about the merging of a digital economy with a social credit score? We saw through the COVID tyranny just how tyrannical our government can be to those who love liberty and freedom, to small business owners as well as large business owners, to the invasion of privacy. If you're looking for a way to secure your financial future, well, can I recommend you get the free packet of information from Wes Peters at Swiss America? We've been working with Swiss America for over 16 years as a sponsor of our radio shows, our TV shows, and our conferences, our free Worldview Weekend rallies we held all over America. Again, we've been working with them for over 16 years. In fact, Wes Peters shows up at our national conference at the Ozarks almost every year, and he sits and has meals and visits with many of our attendees who are now his clients. That speaks volumes, doesn't it? Well, I don't give financial advice, but I do give financial opinion. And I believe you should call Swiss America right now and get their free, no-obligation packet of information. In fact, you don't even have to call. You can actually text Wes Peters right on his cell phone. Give him your name and mailing address and let him know you would like the free, no-obligation packet of information mentioned by Brandon House. You can text him at 602-558-8585. That's 602-558-8585. I'll give that again if you want to get a pen and piece of paper. Remember, when you get this packet of information, here's what I would recommend. Go through it. Write down all your questions. And then after you've thoroughly researched the information he sent you, then you can call him back up, set up a time and appointment to visit with him and have all your questions answered. Do your due diligence. Do your homework. There is no template for every person. Every person is in a separate situation, right? So, my friends, do your homework and then ask a lot of questions. Once you're satisfied with all of your homework, then you can make a decision that is best for you. Again, it starts, I think, though, with getting that free packet of information. No obligation. Just simply text him your name and address. He'll send it on its way. And you'll get to learn the difference between bullion, freshly minted silver coins or gold coins, and what is known as numismatic, 1933 and older. You can learn about how to put gold in your IRA. These are questions, again, that you can get answered through that packet of information and conversations with Wes Peters at Swiss America. So again, just simply text him your name and address, 602-558-8585, 602-558-8585, and that free packet of information will be on its way. Thanks. All right, welcome back. Glad you're with us. Worldview Radio, our website, worldviewradio.com. There's a big data dump today from Twitter related to Fauci. I'll cover some of that tonight, that's for sure, along with some other important interviews. The news cycle, again, is running so incredibly fast. But look at this. Here we are, Gordon Chang and many others, but now Gordon Chang saying, we're going to war with China. It'll be fought partly on our homeland here, and they're going to terrorize us. Well, what about our Air Force? Well, Air Force expects to miss every recruiting goal this year. Double-digit miss could set back force. You think? as I said before the break, well, why would you join the military when the very people that are prone to join the military tend to be patriotic people from the South? And the military just did a great big purge on people that are patriotic, have Christian ideas, and are largely coming out of the South. So why would they join the military? You wouldn't. Do you really want to go shower with some transgender and told that's what the way it's going to be? Do you want to go? And I don't know if how many of you saw last night's show, but last night I played the testimony before Congress yesterday of the U.S. Marine sniper that was stopped from killing the suicide bomber. He was stopped from shooting the suicide bomber. He ended up down there on the ground when the bomb went off. His arm is permanently damaged, and he was filled with shrapnel, just filled with shrapnel in his body. He was bleeding out, and 13 of his colleagues, soldiers, fellow soldiers, dead. He was not allowed to kill the suicide bomber. I played his testimony last night. He breaks down and cries through the whole thing, and many of you were sobbing because you emailed and said, that was so difficult. My tears were streaming down my face listening to him and his testimony. Why would you join the military? You see, this is what they don't want you to join the military. They want the military to be destroyed. Here's another one. 77% of young Americans too fat, mentally ill, on drugs and more to join military, Pentagon says. 77% of Americans. So much for a draft, but that doesn't mean they won't try it. What else is in the news? Well, let me go over here, Logan, to, let me go to this. This is, where'd it go? This is Jim Jordan. And I believe this is just today. Now, again, it shows that our military, our government has been penetrated by enemies, foreign and domestic. And that the FBI was working to make sure they could do their best to stop the American people from finding out about Hunter Biden and his connections to China. Making sure the American people could not find out about the Hunter Biden laptop and the family's connections to China, because apparently the FBI has also now been co-opted by the CCP. And that's why I tell you, if the FBI comes to your door, just know that's the CCP at your front door. And the CCP, which is largely made up of people who are being the useful idiots or agree with the CCP, and there are about 3,500 whistleblowers that are wanting to be whistleblowers, waiting to see what happens. But they're purging these people left and right out of the FBI. And so the people at the top floor apparently have been captured. The former FBI director, James Comey, remember he said, I used to be a communist, I don't know what I am now, was tweeting out his Reinhold Niebuhr on Twitter, a Marxist, a religious Marxist. But these people have been captured, whether they know it or not, by the cultural Marxist ideology. And the people that are below them, some of them are in agreement, and others are just too ignorant to know they're being used as useful idiots. And the people that do, like Stephen Friend and Kyle Serafin and others, who said, no, I won't do that, I won't be a part of that, they have their gun and badges taken and are on suspension, not being paid, and are stuck. They can't go get another job because the FBI won't just outright fire them. So they're stuck. But apparently the FBI was so penetrated by the communist ideology and the globalist that they wanted to hide the CCP Hunter Biden connection on that laptop so they could make sure their CCP puppet, who has literally someone next to him, Anita Dunn, praising Chairman Mao, that he got into office. So this is what your FBI helped to install. Listen to Jim Jordan today on Capitol Hill.
The 2020 presidential election, FBI Special Agent Elvis Chan, in his deposition in Missouri versus Biden, said that he repeatedly informed Twitter and other social media platforms of the likelihood of a hack and leak operation in the run-up to that presidential election. He did it even though there was no evidence In fact, he said in his deposition that we hadn't seen anything, no intrusions, no hack. Yet he repeatedly told him something was coming. Joel Roth, head of trust and safety at Twitter, testified that he had had regular meetings with the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, the Department of Homeland Security, the FBI, and other folks regarding election security. During these weekly meetings, federal law enforcement agencies communicated that they expected a hack and leak operation. The expectations of a hack and leak operation were discussed throughout 2020, and he was told they would occur in a period shortly before the 2020 presidential election, likely in October. And finally, he said, I also learned in these meetings that there were rumors that a hack and leak operation would involve Hunter Biden. So, what did the government tell him? A hack and leak operation was coming. How often did the government tell him this? Repeatedly for a year. When did the government say it was going to happen? October of 2020. And who did the government say it would involve? Hunter Biden. Now think about it. Government had no evidence of any intrusions, no evidence of a hack and leak, yet for a year they tell Twitter that a hack and leak is coming, it's coming in October, and it will involve Hunter Biden. No evidence, but the FBI knows what's going to happen, when it's going to happen, and who it's going to involve. Now, that's amazing. That is amazing to me. Maybe they get the time right. We're kind of used to October surprises every 4 years. So maybe they get the time right, but they got the time, they got the method, and they got the person. That's amazing. It's almost like these guys were clairvoyant. How did they know? How did they know? Maybe it's because they had the laptop, and they had had it for a year. They had the laptop. They knew it wasn't hacked, but that's not what they told Twitter. They didn't tell Twitter that information, and Twitter believed, frankly, everything they said. In those weekly meetings, the FBI had built a cozy relationship with this tech company and others as well, we believe. Emails between the FBI and Twitter began with the greeting, hey, Twitter folks. Emails that asked Twitter to take down accounts and limit visibility of tweets. The FBI handed out security clearance to folks at Twitter. They communicated with Twitter on the secret teleporter app where messages disappear after a certain length of time. And of course, they paid Twitter $3.4 million. In addition, on August 6, 2020, the FBI briefed Senators Grassley and Johnson. And according to the senator's testimony last month in front of this committee, the briefing was bogus and done so someone could go leak that the briefing had happened and undermine the senator's investigation. In September of 2020, a government-funded think tank gets involved. They do a tabletop exercise. The participants include the New York Times, the Washington Post, and other mainstream media outlets. Facebook is there. Mr. Roth of Twitter is there. The organizer was the former CEO of NPR and the former head of news at Twitter. The mock exercise is hosted by the Aspen Institute. The Aspen Institute, which, by the way, in 2020, their budget was $9.3 million, $5 million from the State Department, $4 million from USAID, almost all their budget. Guess the title. Guess the title of this exercise. The Aspen Digital Hack and Dump Working Group. And guess who the subject was? Guess who the subject was? Hunter Biden. That's amazing. October 14, 2020, the New York Post runs the story on the Biden laptop and Twitter takes it down, even though it was accurate and even though it didn't violate Twitter's rules of Twitter's rules. Other social media companies do the same. Mainstream press works to downplay and discredit the story. Finally, as if on cue, 5 days later, on October 19th, 51 former Intel officials sign a letter with the now famous sentence, the Biden laptop story has all the classic earmarks of a Russian information operation. Something that was absolutely false. Our government built a cozy relationship with big tech. They primed him for a hack and leak operation. They funded the think tank, which further primed big tech and big media. They leaked information to undermine the good work of two United States senators. And then 51 former Intel officials closed the deal with their letter. As Mr. Schellenberger pointed out in his reporting, the information op was run on us, run on we the people. And if that's not the weaponization of government, I don't know what is. And I really, I'll get to this in a second.
There you go. There you go. That's how corrupt your FBI is. So if they ever knock on your door, just know you're dealing with utter scum. CCP, loving, anti-American, American-hating, degenerate scum. And the sad thing is, the people they send to your door will be young people that are just stupid. That's all. They're just sending bots to your front door who are just stupid. Just like the stupid people that stood there and were sworn into the service of the SS in Nazi Germany, and often in churches, or had their children baptized in front of the Nazi flag. Oh, that's right. Don't forget, the intelligence arena after World War II imported a ton of Nazis and put them to work in the intelligence arena, even though they knew some of them had killed tens of thousands. Why am I telling you all this? Because I have an obligation to tell you the truth. Your military has been hollowed out. Your government has been taken over at the federal level by the CCP. Remember, the warning by Kevin Freeman to that group was that China controlled half of the members of the U.S. Congress with bribes and blackmail. The other half was Saudi Arabia. And when the lady with the PLO, People's Liberation Army, PLA, handed her card to him and he saw who she was, did anything I said was wrong? Nope. So the more this comes out, the more that comes out about Fauci and our government and they're killing people with this clot shot, the more you have the liberals, people that I've never really cared for, but now they're waking up and saying things. Russell Brand, Woody Harrelson, all of these people on the left that are waking up and talking about this stuff. The left and the right are now starting to wake up. The more they wake up, the more dangerous it becomes. The more we uncover the money laundering and the scams and the schemes, the more dangerous it becomes. They need to count on the American people being ignorant, easily controlled. But when more Americans realize that their 16-year-old daughter, their 17-year-old daughter, their 18-year-old daughter, 20, 21, 22-year-old daughter or son, athlete, healthy, got the clot shot and died from it, and we were lied to, and our government knew it all along, and our government was in cahoots with Big Pharma, do you think these people are going to sit still? No, this is when they just turn us over for calamity. Phone lines open. Hello, I'm Brandon House. Do you appreciate the free programming of worldviewradio.com, WVWTV.com, and the 24/7 television stream? Well, did you know that many of the cameras that you're watching right now, we were able to buy those because you went to MyPillow.com and used the promo code WVW? We were able to do away with our old cameras and go to 4K cameras several years ago, cameras we've been using for like 12 plus years. We were able to get brand new 4K cameras because so many of you went to MyPillow.com and you used the promo code WVW. Yeah, it really matters that much. If you want to help us to continue to grow WVW Broadcast Network with our programming, our live programs, our documentaries, as well as through our technology that's needed to keep all of it going, then here's an opportunity for you to help yourself and help us at the same time. Please consider going to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code WVW for deep savings and discounts. And every time you use that code, a generous percentage of each purchase comes back to keep the WVW Broadcast Network, Worldview Radio, and WVW TV going. So please, buy your sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, robes, mattresses, mattress toppers, and more at MyPillow.com, but it's vital that you use the code WVW. When you use that code WVW, a generous percentage of each purchase comes back to keep this 24/7 stream going and all the other programs that are on demand for free at WorldviewRadio.com and WVWTV.com. I cannot stress to you enough how vital it is that you support us and use that code. It does make a difference. So thank you for going to MyPillow.com and using that code WVW. All right, 1-800-347-9829, 1-800-347-9829. You know what's so interesting is, from a worldview perspective, we can see the steps that have been taken to get us to this point, right? We get it. We see it. It's been a worldview war from the beginning. Not a shot has been fired, and we're already hollowed out with our military. Our police departments are hollowed out. Our young people are overweight and drugged. And now the healthy are dying from the clot shot. Our churches have become impotent because we had seminaries taken over by this ideology of cultural Marxism, political correctness. So the church in America, using the term generically, the church in America, which should be the force of the salt and light and the leadership, has been neutered. When you look at this just from a strategic worldview perspective, it's fascinating, because these people were patient. They were diligent and they were patient. They were diligent and they were patient. And it was the long march through the institutions. And now, well, they're ready to go. And the people in our government who are friendly to them, like the ideology of the prairie fire ideology, these people are now in power. Those people took off the tie-dye shirt, cut their long hair, put on suits and ties, and ran for office. And when Gordon Chang talks about the terrorist that will be bombing, who is that? That's your underground people. That's your Iranian terror cells. That's your Hezbollah. That's your Hamas. That's that red-green axis. That's who will be joining them in the terrorist attacks and the bombings. It's a coordinated effort. Go back to the map. Go back to the map by David Pine, who says this is where the invasion will happen, and who will be taking over: Russia, China, Cuba, Venezuela. Well, what is Venezuela got? They got a lot of Iranians running through there. This is a red-green axis takedown. And it's happened from the government right down to the local level with an ideology, a worldview war. So when Gordon Chang says that, along with the others, I take it pretty seriously. As he said, prepare now. Let me read to you real quick before I go to the phone lines, from a friend of mine. I'm not going to use his name right now because I want to get permission. But here's what he said to me, and he's listening. I was on the Wisconsin Public Service Commission. I was on the Wisconsin Public Service Commission as a commissioner for 3 years before 9/11, worrying about grid integrity. If the power goes out, no communication, no money, no gas, no pumps, no fresh groceries, no medical, no water. Think Flintstones. Massive death of those unprepared. Notice that. Massive death of those unprepared. And by the way, we may die anyway. Absent from the body, present with the Lord. But I have a responsibility to my family, and particularly to my wife and daughter. And trust me, there will be roving gangs that will want to rape your wife and daughter. He says, you better have water and freeze-dried food and guns, and plenty of cash on hand if you can find anything to buy. Social panic like we've never seen, as an army of urban people invade the suburbs looking for food and anything else they can loot. Farmers will be armed and shooting. Roadblocks will be set up to stop anyone not living in rural township. Then dictators will arise. Bill Clinton dropped graphite on the Serbian grid to short it out and shut down Serbia. We picked up on that at the PSCW and started to analyze grid vulnerability. I left before 9/11, and I'm sure now this is a very big concern with Homeland Security and other agencies. Yeah, those that haven't been, probably at the local level. The grid can be hacked. They hacked the New England gas system last December, and it could have frozen the East Coast to death. This is a huge, huge issue because all modern homes depend on electricity to run heat and water. Go to the phone lines. Zoe, thanks for calling line one. Zoe, go ahead.
Oh, Brandon, I'm just overwhelmed. I was just thinking, you know, the Chinese communists, you know, that's who's really holding our January 6th prisoners. And, you know, a lot of those men have been raped.
Yes,
and
I do.
That's gone on for that. I heard about somebody that was in a federal prison years ago that was a young man. He was in for a banking thing. And whether he was guilty or not, I don't know. But anyway, does Gordon Chang talk about any timeline about what he thinks?
I'll have to go back to my interviews with him. I had him on like last week. I'll have to go back. But many are saying before the year's over. That's their idea. Obviously, they can revise that. But many, like the four-star general, saying to his men, by 2025, we'll be at war with China. Colonel Mills and others believe it could be by this year, end of this year, or anytime really. It would make sense they would do it as we go into fall and winter here in America. The time is any time, but I'm working to get him back on maybe tonight, sometime this week. As you can imagine, his schedule's packed, everybody wanting to interview him. But we're going to get Colonel Mills on tonight and get an update from him as well as others. Thank you, Zoe. Always great to hear from you. Folks, I'm not telling you this to cause you to be overwhelmed. I'm telling obviously we trust the Lord, but we have a responsibility. He who sees danger and does not take refuge is a fool. And I'm talking more to the men than anything, because you are going to want to kill yourself if you have been so obsessed with hunting and fishing and football and sports that you have not prepared. And when you don't have what you need to defend off the thugs and the gangs who will come, and they will try to rape your wife and daughter. And any of you that don't know that, don't know what a war zone's like and haven't visited with people that have been in a war zone. I have never been in one, thankfully. But I've interviewed and talked to enough people to know what a war zone is like and how debased and debauched people become. Look, they burn and loot and turn over cars and set them on fire when their football team doesn't win. Let's go quickly to Shane from Arizona. Shane, go ahead. Line four.
Hey, Brandon, just want to let you know you're a true patriot, in my book, a real hero, and I appreciate you, everything you do. Most of what I've learned is from you, but one thing I want to say is, two comments. One, God said he will sift out the weak, and that's what you're seeing with all the useful idiots. And the second is, I believe they opened the borders because they are planning a world war again, and it just seems just too easy for them to get everybody in one spot because they are welcoming pretty much a lot of people that are very down on, you know, their luck, their life. It would just seem too easy to get them all in one area.
You're absolutely right, Shane. You're absolutely right. Thank you, sir. Take care.
This has been Worldview Weekend Radio with Brandon House. CDs are available by calling 1-800-729-9829. Or to hear an MP3 file of this or earlier programs, go to worldviewweekend.com. Views expressed may or may not be those of Worldview Weekend, BCY America, or this station. This program is a public affairs presentation of worldviewweekend.com and is heard weekdays on BCY America.
Hello, I'm Brandon House. Do you appreciate the free programs at worldviewradio.com, WVWTV.com? Do you appreciate the fact we put out a 24-hour-a-day stream of free television? By the way, did you know that's free for you to watch, but it's not free to us? We spend thousands of dollars a month in pushing out free programming. We have to pay the bandwidth. Every time someone listens to a radio show, watches a TV show, we get a bill. We have to pay the bandwidth bill. That comes to thousands of dollars a month, not counting the cost of our IT guys and all the other costs that go with producing television, the guys in the control room, and so much more. If you appreciate WVW Broadcast Network, would you partner with us? You can partner with us and help us push out free programming as a ministry of WVW Foundation, because you know what we could do? Put it all behind a paywall. But instead, we said, let's not do that. Let's push out programming for free as a ministry of the WVW Foundation. Would you please consider making a contribution right now at WVWFoundation.com? That's WVWFoundation.com. You'll also find our mailing address there if you prefer to support us through the mail. You can also use our phone number and make a contribution over the phone by calling 901-468-9357, 901-468-9357. Thank you for supporting free programming through WVWFoundation.com.